Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, and very happy to welcome in Eric Jorgensen, Michigan State senior in the Detroit area, and he is the driving force behind Startup Weekend Lansing in studio. Hello, how are you doing, Eric?
I'm good.
Tell us how you got involved in this and the concept.
I got involved in Startup Weekend about 6 months ago. I did the first one for me in Detroit as a result of winning a contest on Twitter. So it was kind of a whim that turned into taking the leap into the weekend, and I absolutely loved it. Our team ended up winning, and we came out with some really meeting with some really incredible people as a result of winning that, and the connections were unbelievable. And that led me to believe that it would take off in Lansing. So I brought that here and met a lot of people around the world when Kauffman Foundation brought together the organizers of Startup Weekend from cities all around the world.
All right. So let's back up for 1 second. A lot of our listeners have probably heard of Startup Weekend. There's been a buzz the last couple of weeks. But in terms of what it really is, can you describe it in 45 seconds or less?
I'll try. It's kind of a pressure cooker of entrepreneurial ideas that turn into products that turn into businesses. So rather than it just being a conference or an educational thing, we get people with ideas and the ability to build products and design solid businesses in the room all at once, give them 48 hours and see what happens.
One of the reasons we wanted Eric in here today, as we begin to dissect the election, what happened and where we go from here, is Michigan's next governor is an entrepreneur. And someone who I'm sure that you can look at and you can say, hey, there are some things that can be done in this state. Obviously, there's an incentive for you and for fellow students to get involved at this point.
Yeah, very much so. There's been almost a buzzword status around entrepreneurship lately as people turn to that as a result of not having jobs or anything like that. So it's exciting to have that kind of leadership.
The young people that I have come in contact with, and I do on a daily basis here, is that they are very creative. They have a lot of great ideas. They don't have a lot of startup cash, but that's not unusual. And I think a lot of them just need the push to come out and take it the next level. How did you get that? You must have come from a family that had that kind of background.
I did. I came from a small business background. My father's owned his own business almost his whole life. So I was raised understanding the perks of owning your own business and sort of controlling your own fate. Yes.
Okay. All right. And so you saw what happens with small business. You probably saw the good and the bad.
Yep.
Okay. And you were determined very early on that you were going to pursue business and start a company. Tell us how you did that.
Yep. Well, I was the kid that got shut down for selling candy out of my locker in elementary school because the bake sales were having a noticeable drop in sales. And that sort of took off as I had more free time in college. So I've owned businesses since I was 17, starting college of various types all the way through, and learned, frankly, a lot more from those than I ever have in a classroom.
How many Michigan State students, I know you can't give me an exact number, but a rough percentage, have had some experience with running a business?
Not enough.
5%? 10%?
Actually, that's probably solid. Across all the different types of businesses, I would say around 5%.
And what would you tell students as you come in contact with them and say, you know, I got an idea, but can't do anything about it? What would you tell them?
Get in touch with me. Come to Startup Weekend. And there's been a huge sort of conglomeration of people that have come together and supported this creative new culture that's willing to fail and willing to take those risks. Mm-hmm. In order to be creative, you have to be able to put yourself out there and be willing to fail. And there's a small subset of culture that's really accepting that and running with it. And I think that's one of the first steps towards this new entrepreneurial economy.
What is the biggest problem? Lack of a sound idea, lack of capital, or fear of failure?
Depends on the person, you know, and their situation. Some people have capital but don't have ideas. Some people don't fear failure but don't have the skills. You know, the problems run the gamut, really.
So tell us how this is all going to work. We're talking about a program that spans a couple of days, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Friday, doors open at 6, and then we go most of the time, all the time Saturday and Sunday until 5 is just raw work time. So Friday night, the ideas are pitched. Teams are formed around the best ideas. And then Saturday and Sunday are almost entirely work days. And then Sunday at 6, we begin presentations at MSU's Henry Center. And those are going to be both live-streamed and open to the public.
We've That's got a nice over at Forest Acres Golf Course.
Right. And they've been kind enough to sponsor, so we've got space there. So if anybody's interested in the presentations or what ideas are—
They can come over on Sunday and see them.
Yep.
Okay. What can you get done in 48 hours?
A lot, if you get the right people together.
How big are the teams? Are three, five, two,
anywhere from
eight?
3 to 10.
Okay.
The initial startup weekend, the first one ever, got 100-plus people together to all build the same business.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just a madhouse. They had, you know, 30 programmers and two programmers worth of work. And so sort of as things have evolved, people have brought their own ideas, and that gives a diversity so that people can really work on projects that interest them during the weekend.
Why are you so motivated to own your own business? Someone who doesn't want to work for someone else?
Well, there's an element of controlling your own fate.
Sure.
I think, there's a romanticism about it,
mm-hmm.
but there's
mm-hmm.
also a very practical sort of sense of control, I guess.
Now, you're a big guy. Did you play football and basketball in high school?
No, I was a rower in high school.
You
actually.
Were a rower?
Yep, road crew.
How tall are you?
6'6".
There's a basketball coach crying somewhere in Grosse Pointe.
There's a whole bunch of rowing coaches cheering.
Yeah. So you're involved with, have you been involved with crew competitively since then? Or
No, we reached a pretty high level in high school.
Okay.
If I was going to be rowing in college, I'd probably be out East Coast.
Somewhere
but I went through a pretty serious shoulder injury, so I sort
okay.
of put that aside for college.
All right. One bit of advice that you would have for any young person who has an idea, and tell us how they can get in touch with you.
The one piece of advice is go for it. Don't let convention hold you back. There's a lot of people trying to keep the sheep on the path, as it were. And our generation, I think, is almost obligated to be charging those fences. And you can get in touch with me, email, Twitter, erjorgensen@gmail.com, Eric_Jorgensen on Twitter. Any newspaper article should have a connection to me somewhere.
E.R. Jorgensen, that's Eric with a C, and Jorgensen with two O's, right?
Yep.
@gmail.com.
Gmail.com.
Okay, fantastic. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
I may stop over and see you guys Sunday night. This is intriguing.
Yeah, I hope you do.
What time?
The presentations start at 6.
Okay, sounds great. Eric Jorgensen, we're talking about Startup Weekend Lansing and some of the best ideas from some of the best and brightest young people you will find at Michigan State University. With this team approach, I think that's important, too. This isn't just one person. This shows how people work together and how they develop the kind of camaraderie it takes for a company to be successful.